generally your theory on life is that if it scares you, then you do it, which I think is a great philosophy. But can you tell me about that? What does that mean to you?
For me, I don't know when I came up with this. I think it was always kind of struggled with self-talk and like an imposter syndrome, but also just generally my self-talk. And it really did start to affect my career, affect my life, and affect my mental health. I was getting palpitations and kind of anxiety and quite heightened levels of anxiety when my daughters were just in beginning of primary school, and thought, can't go on like this. And started to do some work, CBT, which helps you look at your self-talk, mm-hmm. and helps you start to question things. So it really helped me with imposter syndrome as well, where you know, where you still go, and I still catch myself doing it sometimes.
Yes.
But where you go, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm winging it, which like most people are winging it in life. But also that, well, they know what they're doing, look at them, they know what they're doing. And it's like, do they know what they're doing, really? Really, does anyone? But then as I was doing that, there was lots of times when I was like, I'm a bit nervous to do that, but I want to do it, but I'm mm-hmm. a bit scared. And I was suddenly like, right, no, if it scares you, do it. So I can't remember what it was that I did. I know what it was. It sounds very silly and completely not business, but gave me the confidence within business to start to do things. As you, the more and more you do the things that frighten you, but that you want to do, or sometimes the things that you frighten you and you don't want to do, the more confident you become in yourself, so the more confident you become in your professional life, mm-hmm. really. And that's where I've noticed it has given me this self-assurance that I can then go, oh God, I've got to go and speak, or I've got to go and network at this thing and I don't know anyone, but it's all right, I can do this, I can go and do it. And yes, I may be a bit nervous, but it will be fine. I was trying. I've lost my train of thought now. It was, what did I do? What was the first thing I did? Held a tarantula.
Okay.
I hate spiders. I don't hate spiders anymore because I've spent a long time working on the fact that I don't hate spiders anymore. I would still struggle if one, you know, giant one comes and sits on me, but I don't, because I was at an event and they had loads of creepy crawlies, and I've had different pets over the years, and they had rats, which I've had as a pet and I know are really great pets, and had they have ferrets there, and people were freaked out a bit by the both of them, and I was like, don't be ridiculous, or snails or snakes. And then the tarantula comes up and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then going, well, hang on, why is that fear different to, how come, okay, you need to deal with this fear. So I went and held the tarantula and I survived, and then thought, okay, every time I get that feeling, maybe you need to deal with the fear. This fear that keeps you safe, like it's not a wise idea to jump off a cliff. That's a kind of that keeps you safe. But there's also fear that has no grounding and is not, you know, it's that base instinct, isn't it? And you can't control it, perspective, but the more and more you learn to react to it, the better you get at kind of managing your reactions, really.